The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in beautiful Nowhere, Nevada. It's the Worst Little Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Thank you very much. Mr. Dowd is out with the Sith. Joining me in the recent past, we have the band Strictly Business, Brit Straw talking about wolves, and Stacy and Hudson from the Nowhere Nevada cast. What the fuck?
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
What an exciting show. I'm so sad Rory isn't here to see it, or ruin it, I should say.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was at the Nowhere Nevada, and I got to host. I was the host, and we were outside doing all this stuff. And you're like, Rory, talk about the bands. Talk about – but this is what I did, you know. You're just like, man. Okay. I'm just kidding. Rory is the best. He is the best host, too. But I'm lucky I get to do it today and have some of my good friends here, and I'm Strictly Business – he's going to play music for us, which is super awesome.
Yeah. I heard them, and they are Strictly Business.
These guys are super hot.
Mm-hmm. No bullshit.
All business socks with these folks.
So we got a Dogwater Dick in the back. We got Mofa Jojo helping out. So we don't have Chewy this week either. He's out. And
fucking Chewy and Rory.
Do we have Gummy and Naughty?
Are they on a date together?
Probably.
I'm sucky, so.
I'm sucky.
All right,
Sneezy and Cokie.
I'm the new Spice Girl, Spotty Spice.
Who else do we have here?
Brit Straw. Brit Straw's here.
Say hello.
What's up? Hello, everybody. Good to be here again.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm excited to be back.
Motherfucker.
And you brought your uke, or are you going to open mic afterwards, right?
Well,
we left
both,
that up
if
in the
possible.
Air.
That's kind of up in the air, but I'm definitely hosting at Jub Jub's tonight.
Oh, nice.
Signups.
Which already happened for you listeners.
That already happened.
Time travel is so cool.
I want to sign up.
So that was a great turnout.
Oh, yeah, in the recent past. Correct.
Okay. It was one of the best fucking open mics I've ever heard.
But we do it every Monday.
And if we decide we want a little ukulele madness, if something new she's done, we can just slip her into that chair.
Yeah, cool. So, we have it here in the room ready to go.
Yeah.
Excellent. With the stirrups? Or?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And she'll be all, what's all this about? This is how you play with it. Yes.
Yeah. It's just radio. It's just a radio thing.
I swear, you're going to play like you never played before.
Is this instrument too cold?
It's like Dr. Duran's machine in, what's that movie with, I'm really bad. Fuck.
Yeah, man, that's a little obscure. I don't know who Dr. Duran is.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I know who Duran Duran is.
Yeah, Duran Duran got their name from Dr. Duran and Barbarella. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
But that big machine in Barbarella, that's what we're going to hook you up to.
So, nice. And cool reference.
Threaten her with a good time.
So it's Strictly Business. Guitar player, what's your name?
Dan. Captain Dano.
Dan, right. And downstairs?
Jamie.
Jamie. Jamie and Dan, that's right.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on the podcast before?
We have not. Jamie actually has.
Jamie has.
Because he
was
in Boss's Daughter.
Duh.
So our listeners.
Right. And we even have a video.
Check out the video. Yeah. That's still available on YouTube, right?
Yep.
And we just searched for Boss's Daughter.
Live on the Worst Little Podcast.
Motherfucker.
Easy enough.
Sweet, sweet.
And it's funny as shit.
Go do it. It's really awesome. After
and
you
the music
show.
Was fucking amazing, so.
Yeah, we had a blast.
So check that. I never get to see what the show looks like because I'm always back in a different room from everybody else.
Right.
And it was really, I got to see the show.
Well, it's like when I strip, same thing. You know, I never get to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Until the creepy guy posts the phone bid.
Oh. Hey, Mofo Jojo, can you please bring me a pen? No, we don't have to stop the show. Keep talking.
Yes.
Why would we stop the show for that?
Never mind, we got one.
Brit's prepared.
Oh, never mind, she got one. She was already off headphones by the time you said that. Because she was so quick to jump up and do everything you wanted.
I like black. Pens for days.
Jesus.
All right.
Now you need to ask for some coke and a bong. And just see what happens.
All right.
You know?
We are.
Right.
Right. Coke.
All right. So.
So anyway.
So anyway, after we do some coke.
Allegedly.
Let's introduce Hudson.
Hello, my Hudson. Name is Hudson Flanagan.
You have a better radio voice than I remember.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah.
I have a better face.
You have a face for movies.
No.
I have the...
I've never heard that happen. I've never heard you at a loss for words.
Wow.
Do I stutter? Yeah. Sucked when I used to drink a lot and I stutter and I talk to Siri and I press the button and they're like, Siri, go drink. Siri, go drink. And she'd say, beep, there are 4 AA meetings in your vicinity.
Fucking bitch. Don't understand me.
When Siri thinks you drink too much.
Wow. That is time to quit.
Time to put a cork in it there.
And Hudson, we got to play this weekend at the Nowhere Nevada. Big thing. On Thursday, we played together.
It was epic.
Epic.
It was so good.
The Source was there. Stacey Toll was there with Hudson.
Fucking amazing.
The Atomics played. Los Pistoleros killed it.
Uh-huh. The Shames acoustic set.
The Shames acoustic.
Or
awesome,
no drums.
Dude.
And, I like their acoustic set.
Jeff
it's
Dunn.
Fucking awesome.
It's safer without Cyril. Yeah.
Cyril going crazy on the drums.
That bass drum's been known to move across the stage.
Yeah. You need giant weights.
Yeah.
Giant rocks.
He starts heaving furniture around when he gets into it. It's impressive.
Great show, man. So it was really fun playing with you.
And sexually.
We had a good response from the crowd. That was
totally
really
wow.
amazing.
The crowd loved it.
Fun after all those years, that we could do that.
I'm going to post it on YouTube.
It was really good to be behind Steve Foote again. I mean, as far as a plopper chopper goes, that guy's got a sculpted one. I mean,
sexually.
I don't bite a lot of pillows, but if I did, he'd be right behind me, my friend. He's looking good these days. I expected some sort of tweaked out wraith of a former
no.
Steve Foote. He's like Captain America.
Yeah.
Got
he's
his
pumped.
Shit together.
He's got Midwest, totally Midwestern corn eater.
Mm-hmm. So clean living.
So good for him. So a good clean life is available outside of this town.
That's true.
That's good to know.
Oh, I just suck his dick. I didn't say that.
Calm down, man.
Today.
That didn't happen.
Today.
You shut up, Nick. Stacey Toll from Good Shot Liquor.
Hello, friends.
And she's here. And this is amazing to finally have you on the show. And since
I called in, remember, for the...
that's right.
For when we're doing the... the benefit for Gary Setzer.
Did you hear the show to hear what your voice sounds like on the phone?
No.
Okay. I always wonder if people are like, is that what it sounds like? Is that really what it sounds like? Yeah. But they, no. Okay.
So this is your first time actually hearing the podcast or being on it.
Yeah, I've heard the podcast before, but I didn't listen to mine.
Oh,
I've
okay.
To others.
Good answer.
Yeah, right.
I did not want to hear. I'm not going to listen to this either. Although I want to listen to you. Yeah, I'd rather not hear me.
Listen to you too.
That's unfortunate. It's usually funnier than I remember when I hear it back afterwards.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I find it amusing.
That's because you're funny.
Yeah. Oh well, no, it's everybody else. It's usually Chewy. Chewy's a fucking funny motherfucker. So
some jokes can fly by you and miss them too, because everybody's talking at once or something. And
yeah.
I'm blonde. When someone says shit, it's like a fucking air show is going on above me.
Far out, man. All right, well, let's start off the show with some Strictly Business. Let's hear some
music.
Yeah, we got to do the music thing, right?
That's right.
Motherfucker.
He's got a beautiful guitar, everybody. It's a blonde. What kind of wood is that?
They say it's a zebra wood, but that's what it's listed as. But I think it's spalted maple is what we came up with.
I was thinking spalted maple when I looked at it also.
You know, those wood freaks, they'll be like,
man, I saw some spalted maple.
Ooh, it sounds
so
good.
So Big Jim and I are going to start it off. Strictly Business's emphasis kind of comes from our roots. We love the Swamp Stomp Boogie, kind of that deep bayou rock. Railroad rock, and
railroad.
Then also just random shitty cover tunes that we try and redeem and bring back to life.
Nice.
But I think this is one of our inspirational tunes. This is Blood on the Bluegrass by the legendary Shack Shakers. who I think, Big Jim, right? They're coming here in a couple weeks, a month or so?
Sometime in September.
September. Wow.
They're going to shake some shacks.
And we're going to start a campaign to open the show.
Yeah, you guys should open
Play their song before they do, yeah. right?
And better.
We'll see how that goes.
One boy did rise with the devil in his eyes. His heart was dark as lead, feel cold. Heart was dark as lead, feel cold. Roderick of Beryl in the window of girls, knelt before the darkened grave. He drew his dagger down, and the red ran to be bound. They licked along the bloody blade. Was the midnight curse on the bloody black of patch? He took another povo down. Took another povo down. Riding the night down the Whiffen Lane, then a fox a found farewell. With his claw hammer high, he drew the spirit's knife. Dance amidst a crimson spray. Dance amidst a crimson spray. Lord Red Lord on the blue, blue grass, cries from a haunted ground. Was the midnight curse on the bloody back of that? He took another povo down. Took another povo down. Motherless children so lost, I'm not in the caves of your mind. Roderick Bale's trail is sin, lead him to his end. Bloody fields blossom blue in time. Bloody fields blossom blue in time. Lord Red Lord on the blue, blue grass, cries from a haunted ground. Was the midnight curse on the bloody black of patch? He took another
smoke. Jesus Christ. You weren't kidding with the name like that. Jeez.
Strictly business. Don't let the reggae socks fool you. So we've been having a lot of fun with it, and it's kind of, you know, we went to college together here at UNR back in the day.
You guys went to college?
Barely. Barely.
Jesus Christ.
And did you graduate?
Yeah, but
no shit.
We all kind of met at the bar Fritz's down there, that what used to be Fritz's, and had a great, you know, good solid 4 to 5 years. And then I left and moved to Sun Valley, Idaho, and tried to do the one man band thing and be a ski bum and kayak guy. And my parents hated it. And then eventually, 7 years later, I've been back here for about a year and loving it. So the two of us have been just hard at work.
Right on, man.
It's good time. Good time.
Nice. It sounds great.
Thank you.
I wanted to hum along, sing along, and I forgot that my...
We always love a girl that can hum.
No, know? I think...
No one's going to turn down a hum from you, darling.
Yeah. Stacey, you're Reno royalty. You can fucking hum along to everything. If you fuck it up, I'll take you out later. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
I won't tell you. I'll just do it.
Sounded great.
Yeah.
That bass drum. I love that bass drum. It sounds so big.
It's a ton of fun. And like we were saying earlier, you know, people like, oh, you should add a bass player. And it's like, well, we're going to need a bigger car because there's only so much room in the Jeep. And, you know, we're a two-piece band and we love it. And I can kind of control the bass a little bit here, but I like to keep it simple and fun. We're all about getting people to dance.
Yeah. So boots stomping.
That'll do it.
It's what's most important.
Beautiful.
I like it. Do you guys have a recording yet?
No, but hopefully.
But tomorrow night.
Yeah, it sounds like tomorrow night we might just sleep here on the floor or something and then just start.
Yeah,
we
should record here.
Are you recording? Well, they were talking about how they kind of want to do it. They said, well, maybe we'll think about it. And I was like, you know what? I've been booked every Tuesday and Wednesday for weeks, but it just so happens tomorrow and the next day I'm not doing anything. I'm like, and all your shit's here.
Yeah.
And we're already.
And I'm the cheapest in town. So
we're kind of set up right now.
It lines up. It lines up perfect. And that's how a lot of things have kind of worked out for us. Awesome. Yeah. Minus the kick to the sidewalk. You're probably wondering how I have a fucked up mouth. And
oh, yeah.
You are really focused on that tooth, huh?
I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm yeah.
Dude, when you walked in, I just thought the hat. That's all I saw was the hat.
But the tooth counters, you know, it balances out the hat and actually fits perfect. But when I'm just in like normal whatever, we went to a wedding and I just felt completely out of place, I guess. But I was wearing the hat. This is true.
So are you going to get it fixed then, or is it part of you?
Happened was is we partied on New Year's Eve at Picnic this last New Year's, and it was icy, and up in Idaho, it's like a knowner that you're always going to fall on your tailbone, so you shuffle your feet. Well, I shuffled my feet on the one sidewalk that had the broken piece that was 6 inches above the rest. And kicked it with my hands in my pockets. And the only actual blood I got was on my lip. And then I broke the bottom half of my two front teeth.
Fuck!
Yeah. So I work at Patagonia, or was working at Patagonia, and had great dental insurance, so got it hooked up. And then just with a temporary fix. And then that kind of went longer than I was planned, and I got laid off. And so I ate an ice cream bar the week after my insurance expired.
This gets worse.
And I've been like this ever since. Well, no, I don't think so.
And then he was raped by a room full of men.
But if it was like just a fraction lower, then I would look like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber and feel completely fine with it. It's just a little bit too
high. With
can
that
you
boot.
Can you whistle a different way? Can you bless?
You don't want to bring me to a water fight. I'm deadly. Like, how'd you go blind?
You're like a llama or
he
camel.
Was drinking piss and just blasting out eyeballs. So.
It's too bad you can't get just like a little cosmetic bridge.
I
and
will.
Then and take it off when you play, because it's great when you're singing and playing.
Yeah. I've had some friends.
It gives you authenticity.
I've
had some friends actually just get the retainer and then just the tooth pulled. Yeah. And then their trick is when they're drunk is that they like flick their retainer down and kind of do like this chompy, scary thing. It's an Idaho thing, I guess. I don't know.
No.
But it's pretty fucking awesome.
It's really good on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps.
Flipper.
But when we sometimes we play Walk Like an Egyptian and the whistle solo, like.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
It's tough. It's tough. If you curl the lip, as soon as you start, it's hard enough with the busted tooth, but you start smiling and you're screwed.
The moment you smiled, I never would have questioned whether or not you had street cred.
Right. It's all good.
No, I would just assumed you were a
shallow
weaker.
Howl. I'll get over it one day.
Teeth are falling out. Yeah.
You got to make up a better story, like that you were doing meth in prison.
Yeah.
What's wrong with meth?
You know.
I'm a mathematician.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up.
Meth.
There's a method to my madness.
That was good.
No meth.
I don't get that.
Not even once, Riku.
No, not even once.
Gross.
Absolutely correct. All right. So let's get to talking to Brit Straw.
Brit here.
Hello.
You are a big advocate for the wolves.
Yes, yeah. Wolves and animals, I guess, in general. Mm-hmm. Conservation, you know, wildlife conservation and educating the public about a lot of things that they're misunderstood about.
Cool. What you got going on there?
So, all right. So I volunteer at our local wolf sanctuary.
We have a local wolf sanctuary. I didn't even know that.
That's cool.
We're located.
Where is it?
In Sparks.
You were saying that and I interrupted you while you were answering.
That's okay. Sparks, Nevada. Sparks, Nevada. But we're close to the public, but we're always looking for volunteers. But right now I am putting together a fundraiser for the facility, you know, to raise money. And it's going to be held at Jeb Jeb's Thirst Parlor. That's located. I think we all know where that's located.
71 South Wells.
Yes. I barely escaped it.
Don't be afraid to walk into the alley. It's nice people.
It's going to be really awesome. It's going to be August 16th, which is Sunday. It's a Sunday from 2 to 10 p.m. It's going to be an all-day event. We're going to have raffles, live music, silent auction. We're going to have, I mean, we have about $2,000 worth of local donations.
Any wolf shirts? And, I have t-shirts with wolves on them.
We'll probably have some of that stuff. We'll have a bunch of fun little contests throughout the event too. And we'll have a special presentation from Bill Chamberlain himself. He's the owner and the curator of it all. He's been doing it for over 30 years. So himself, he's saved over about 600 wolf dogs.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Nice work.
And none of the animals that we have are wild. They all come from a domestic setting where they were sold as a cute little puppy. And, you know, then the puppy gets big and then the people are like, oh, whoops, you know. And it's a vicious cycle because these breeders will sell, you know, a wolf dog to the average Joe that can't even take care of a goldfish. Mm. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's a good moneymaker.
Weird.
And it takes a special person to be able to handle a wolf dog. I mean, it's not impossible, but you know, most of them end up in a sanctuary if not put down. So
I've never been around a domesticated wolf. Is there behavior? It's not like a lab. Is it more like a more skittish dog, or is it totally different from an ordinary dog?
They all vary because it just depends on their experience and this and that. They all have different demeanors and temperaments. So we're on about over 10. We have over 10 acres of just enclosures, and we have 19 of them, and they're all grouped, you know, due to their temperaments and how they'll get along, you know, because person A isn't necessarily going to get along with person B. Same thing for animals. So, but they're on very happy terrain, you know, they have acres, you know.
Jesus.
Hey, Brian.
Britt, just curious, how tall are the fences at, like, when you say the enclosures?
Yeah, because
I know.
Well, because we are USDA certified.
Okay.
So that means, you know, there's requirements that we have to meet. And so I believe it's 8 feet.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course, underground wire and all this, these special things that, you know, they're safe and happy and secure. And that's, you know.
Do they, you say underground wire, so they have the electronic shocker?
No. Like underneath the fence.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's
gotcha.
They'll literally run into like wire that they can't, you know, mm-hmm. that's so far away from the edge that, you know.
So it's not like El Chapo or.
It's a certain gauge too, so gotcha. They can't literally chew through it, because just a regular chain link fence they could totally if they wanted to, but you know there's
you can't release them into the wild because they're domesticated, right? I mean, like,
right, we could never, they come from a domestic setting,
they can never
and
go
they,
back
they the they wild. Rely on the humans for they would rely on the human for resources mm-hmm. and stuff.
I bet there's a lot fewer rabbits on those acres.
True. And rabbits are pesky.
We find animals, dead animals in the compound all the time. Rabbits, squirrels, mice.
Who's going to save
them?
They're
already dead by the time I get to them, unfortunately. But anyways. So, yeah, it's going to be at Jub Jub's. We have, like, really awesome donations. The Aloha Shack is going to be serving food. And
that's a Hawaiian joint, right?
Yeah, they're.
I hope so. Or yeah. They better change their name.
Nice one, Nick.
They're really, really awesome. Good food. It's going to be a really great time. We have some awesome local musicians. We got Joe Superhero, which
fuck
is
yeah.
good with this. And
that is our Joe, by the way, Mofo Dojo.
Yeah,
nice. And then
fantastic. I didn't know.
Way.
I thought you was talking about a guy.
No, it's way better than
a
guy.
What a stuck up.
like all of the guys should
awesome
come and see how great Mofo Dojo is. And she's got. We've never let her perform. She's going to be on a future podcast, but it is some sultry, awesome bullshit. It's fucking amazing. So.
Oh, thank the you. Mofo Jojo show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I've started up good with call. A band, too, recently. We have our first show this Saturday, August 1st, at Cargo. We are called Seedless Tendency. So,
oh, I've heard of that.
Nice. Yeah, we're kind of like reggae, rock, soul funkish.
Sounds
type.
Like my sex drive.
Some fun, some fun stuff going on. So if you guys can check it out, it's, you know, starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $5.
Cool.
Ding, ding.
Good. I give you a ding for that. And another ding for helping the wolves.
Right? Oh, we need help. We need help with a facility. You know, we want to be able to make it open to the public, but, you know, we need help. So volunteers, like I said, are always, you know, more than welcome. We just have to make special arrangements. And you can check out our website at www.uswolfrefuge.org, or you can check us out on Facebook. And
beautiful. Do you guys get a bunch of federal stuff? Do you get federal funding as
nope,
well for
we're
that?
Totally no, private. Sold. Yeah, we rely solely on private donations.
Dude, the Wolf Pack should and donate
yeah,
money.
Yeah,
and so I'm and really Duran trying Duran. To get this place recognized.
Yeah,
hungry like the wolf.
They know together. The wolf is hungry and must be fed.
And they're coming here and charging like $130 to see him. So give well, some back to the wolves, Duran Duran.
Fucking
stop being selfish.
Interesting fact: if you read the word wolf backwards, it says flow.
Yeah. That's all that matters, yo.
Good.
But yeah, we can get it open to the public, have an education center out there, hopefully, you know, just time will tell.
Because I think there's a wild animal, like more cat sanctuary out in the valleys. Out
animal
past
Ark.
The Animal Park.
Animal
yeah.
Animal Ark, yeah.
Animal Ark, yeah.
Is that
they're
off of Red
awesome.
Rock?
Yes, they're like 17 miles off of the road and Pasted or something. I can't exactly.
And there are mountain lions and like.
There's jaguars yeah. and bears, oh my, yeah. But they have a great setup.
Awesome.
They have some wolves there as well.
Okay. Is that open to the public?
Yes.
That is open to the public. Wow. Certain hours and stuff, I'm not yeah. sure how they run. But yeah, they have special wow. certain fun events too, like uh-huh. jaguar or cheetah racing, excuse me.
Nice.
And wolf howl nights and stuff. So they have the setup.
Nice.
And so is it just a matter of lack of funding for you guys to become open to the public?
Right.
Is that, okay.
Yeah, we have a bulldozer that we need to, it's like not fixed right now. And it's, we're trying to, we have a man that's helping us work on it, but it's costing a couple grand, you
couple
know.
Grand.
Okay.
So literally that's like kind of where we're at to make the roads paved and.
Gotcha.
And then build the education center. And then, but yeah, once we can do that, we can start educating a lot of people and making cool. it fun for people.
It's interesting because you're very passionate about your music, but I can tell you're very passionate about that too. Do those two things ever come in conflict?
If they do, I'll just like hang out with the wolves.
Well, yeah. And okay. I know that wolves hate kinda, ukulele.
What are you more
it depends.
About?
You know, so, well, so. Definitely the wolves.
Yeah.
They're, yeah, they just freak out when they hear ukulele. So
animals, I guess. Yeah. But no, I get really like emotional when I really talk about the wolves and trying to save them and this and that. And, you know, I watch YouTube videos.
How many times have you seen Never Cry Wolf?
It's a good movie. There's a lot of really, really informative documentaries too out there. Lobo, King of the Karumpa. That's interesting. An interesting one. There's just so many. You just, I don't know. But once you get the personal experience,
right now,
once you get the personal experience, is good. Is where you really, like, get into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier because I lived in Sun Valley, Idaho. And mm-hmm. so there's a big kind of Basque culture up there. And, you know, sheep herding is a huge deal up there. Same thing with livestock as well. And, you know, it's one of those heated debates in that you have the hunters and the old boys that and the farmers that want their livestock, you know, preserved. But then also you have people that are going, okay, it's a little bit crazy. What's going on here? And then you have the diehards that just want to shoot anything that is standing and can walk.
Was that in Idaho?
The most controversial.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, and I would
I'm
say.
Sure, we have that here too. But.
Well, this whole area was settled by Basque people, so.
Yeah, and so, but it's just one of those. But at the same time, you know, you got to have, it's life. It's been going that way forever and ever before we came into it, so.
What I was just made aware of about the wolf is that if you say wolf dog backwards, it's God flow.
This just did.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make the public aware of that important uh-huh. fact.
Godflow. Yeah.
Shut up!
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
Hi, Chewy. That's awesome, Britt. And so one more time on when that's going to be. And it's at Jub Jub's, 71 South Wells.
Yep, Jub Jub's, August 16th, which is a Sunday, from about 2 to 10. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, raffle, silent auction, live music throughout.
Who's playing?
Let me pull up the list so I don't like miss
okay.
anybody
all
here.
Right.
Because we got some awesome people, and I'm super thankful to everybody who has been a part of this, and you know, making it all possible. And I'll pick that up in a minute. Okay, so we got Seedless Tendency, Partner Code, Noisy Chemist.
Noisy Chemist?
Chemists.
Rad. Yeah, that's a cool name. Mm-hmm,
they're fun. And then Ethan Cates, and then The Nutrients, Joe. We have Kyle Thomason from Stockton, California. We have Ruby J, which she's super awesome. Actors Killed Lincoln.
Ooh,
and, fuck yeah.
And Angel G.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's going to be a fun lineup. Just going to be a good time. And it's for a great cause. And support your locals. We got a lot of local businesses in it. So
might see some naked college chicks.
Yeah, I say everybody get down there.
Yep.
Freebasing with gays.
Hey, if that's what you knew, that might be down there. So.
And it's free entry. And obviously it's 21 and up. But yeah.
Cool. If you know what I'm saying. Hey, girl.
You're awesome, Britt. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks for having me on here.
Makes me feel good that someone like you is in the world doing that.
Totally.
Thanks.
And I didn't even know somebody was saving the wolves. That's so awesome.
Go see her at her open mic, too. She's got a great voice.
Absolutely.
We got Jib Jibs. Always at Jib Jibs Monday nights.
Yep.
Awesome. Nice. Joint.
Tonight's going to be epic.
Well, speaking of good music, actually, it'd be in the recent past because this is Thursday.
That's a neck. I didn't have traveled forward, backwards.
But she'll still, she will be there next Monday. So,
if you read time backwards, it says emit.
I actually had a friend in college that could read backwards in and could read like full pages and explain exactly what it meant forward.
I'm getting a verbal chubby right now. That is
this might be your new best friend.
When I was on meth, that stuff made all kinds of – I thought I had the keys to the secret meaning of life. I'm like, no one's ever read the words all backwards.
And backwardsian.
I was finding things that maybe were there.
A little bit high.
Are you in a trance now, Mr. Flanagan?
Do you know if you
spell – Have you been huffing something?
No. Was I supposed to exhale?
I'm a little high and to the left.
Oh, that's in the next section.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
That's not under Nick. That's not under okay. That's under Nick. Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
Okay. Let me see if I got one.
Shut up!
There you go. So, Strictly Business, Dan and Jamie. Can we hear another song?
Do it!
Yes. And then, Rick, when we come out of that, could you play a commercial for us?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Woo! Big jam.
You want to do an original?
Yeah, let's do a original. Song about dead hookers. This song is called Jack the Ripper.
Oh, goodness.
And in college at UNR, I was a little short of a C passing grade and in my criminal justice class, and so I wrote this song called Jack the Ripper. We kind of studied him the whole semester, and this is what we came up with.
Roots.
All right.
Jack the Ripper. Here's a little story, goes back the years of 1888. People in the halls of East London walk the streets in a drunken state. Five prostitutes were murdered, disemboweled and their throats were cut. Headlines in the papers claim suspects are nothing but the dangerous. And we still don't know who them killer is. Would it be a man or woman, or maybe with grandkids? And we still don't know who them killer is. Still don't know, girl, still don't know. But we call him Jack the Ripper. Yeah. Ah, 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 ah. Five of them victims killed in the darkest of dark. Forensic equipment not invented to help police. Night a mental spark. The people love Whitechapel. Said the second chucky ain't no preheating, cause all five of them are prostitutes, were murdered on the weekend again. But we still don't know who them killer is. Couldn't it be a man or woman, or maybe with grandkids? And we still don't know who them killer is. Still don't know. Still don't know, girls. Still don't know. But we call him Jack the Ripper. Jack, Jack, Jack the Ripper. My bodies were discovered. Four outdoors and a one inside. Headlines in the papers claim you're gonna walk the streets, don't walk them at night. And after Kelly, whoa, whoa, yeah, them killings are stopped, leaving authorities empty-handed without even letting them strike the jackpot. Time after time, night after night. Stayed up from the night, so frightened in my bed. Visions of the Ripper keep a running through my head. Then I remember Ripper fans do exist. Put my face in the pillow I kiss. Bitches, oh, pillow I kiss. And we call him Jack the Ripper. Jack, Jack, Jack the Ripper. And we call him Jack the Ripper.
That was
right.
Nice ride, man.
Thank you.
God, that ride has such a nice bell on it.
Jesus. Oh. And talk about, like, and I loved Hudson as Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, he's good. He might be the guy. Yeah. He might be the guy.
You have to show up to all the shows now, Hudson. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You're in. Right. You're in.
I'll show up wrapped you at all be, times.
Yeah, just
and
fall
I'll
asleep.
Be full of Jack, so yeah.
Perfect.
That's Jack as is in ripped.
Yep.
So. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. That was fucking awesome. Wow. So cool.
So did that? Did you write the song for the class to help you get?
Yeah, and the whole reason it was the class was taught. The class was taught by Jerry Douglas, who's the old retired police chief for Reno, and probably one of the coolest guys I've met in a long, long time. And he just he knew his stuff, and the whole class kind of was based around forensics, anthropology, and kind of criminal investigation. And so he broke us down into groups, and each group had to study a specific. Forensic, I guess, attribute to the Jack the Ripper case. So there was handwriting. I think our group was handwriting. And I'm like, how much are you going to talk about handwriting? Mm-hmm. Handwriting analysis. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a reggae song, smoked a bunch of pot before and wrote a reggae song. Yeah. But then the classes that I had with him afterwards, I think I had one or two, and he would always call me rock star. So that was good.
Yeah.
Still no get out of jail free card.
Man, Jack the Ripper and Zodiac is a small club that knew when to stop. Just murder, 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 stop before you get caught.
Or somebody got him.
But from what I gather, yeah, I guess there's a new show out, and they think they know who actually did it. I haven't seen it. But
they think they knew who the Zodiac was,
so
too.
So was it a grandma?
Yeah,
man or
I hope so.
I was,
yeah, just that's some great grandpa, old man.
Oh, I'm gonna get you, boy.
Just Black Friday, frustrated.
Yeah.
When I was faster, I wouldn't have to stab so many people.
Exactly. So, wow. But it's fun, and we kind of balance it. I come from Laguna Beach, California. So I come from a very strong reggae, acoustic, one drop.
There's a lot of Rastafarians down there, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then my cohort, Jamie Can downstairs, comes from fast punk. And so we do our best to kind of meet. We've met in the middle, and I think that that's our best thing we got going.
Very cool.
That shit's for commies.
Yeah, totally. There's times when it's a little too slow, and it's times. I think you can never really be too fast, but we just go with it. Yeah. So.
Do you have a fast one?
Do we have a fast one? Yeah, yeah. We have a pretty fast tune that we could do.
Let's hear a fast one.
You want to do Pick Up the Steam, Jim?
Oh, I do.
Steamy.
I do.
Sexually.
So this one is by the Weary Boys.
And this is Pick Up the Steam. And I kind of wrote a little intro into it, and it goes something like this.
'Cause we're sitting here drinking at Wild Horse Falls. My tummy aches and nature calls. Well,
one, two, three, four.
I never run on two dime no fears. Only thing in life I know is G for thrills. I never met no good-hearted man. In this life you better do the best you can. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep them train them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep them train them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. She's a turn sweet 16 in a sunred dress, and she looks so pretty. I can't wait to get them white clothes dirty. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep them chain them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep them chain them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. Ride the rails for the rest of my damn life. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep them chain them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. Keep up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep them chain them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. Keep them chain them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. Keep them chain them on them, boys, and pick up the steam. Keep them chain them on them, boys, and pick up the steam.
Golly!
No, good, 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 brother.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Fuck yeah.
Railroad rock.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
Totally. The tooth definitely goes with that song.
It does. It does. And the top hat. Die in the top hat.
It was working for you.
Innocent women definitely get really, really scared when they hear that song. They're like, well, we are in the wrong spot. Our last show, though, we played, we play at Picnic quite a bit. We have a monthly show that we do there called Strictly Saturdays.
Oh, cool.
I think our next one is actually the night before the Wolf event on August 15th. But, yeah, there was kind of this older, attractive couple. They didn't really fit in and meandered in the bar, and they had glow sticks on and probably came from somewhere. I have no idea. But they're walking out.
It was the decompression last weekend.
Yeah, okay, that's probably what it was. Yeah, and so they were walking out, and I saw them and caught them with the, where the fuck are you going glow sticks? And managed to keep them there for enough, and then went straight into like a Johnny Cash, you know, Folsom Prison, and they ended up staying for a couple songs and had a total blast. So, you know, you never know who your next fan's going to be.
That's right. You can't judge a book by its cover, because no, they might be wearing a different cover that day, you know?
Yeah.
That, and I can't read. So.
This Man, one's pretty.
You should move back to Reno and just be on a show with us. It's fucking funny.
I love Reno.
Do you know who else makes our show good? Our fine sponsor.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
RenoCarson.com.
Motherfucker.
All right, Rick, let's do that other part of the show.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you. It's time for the worst little quiz. Worst little quiz in the world. It's where we're going to ask you some weird, awkward questions and some straight-up questions that we just need to know the answers to. I'm going to score you.
Sexually.
I'm going to score you sexually, and you will win a night with dog water dick.
Woo!
All right. Ooh. Are you ready to play?
Bite that pillow.
All right, let's start with Jamie downstairs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. What was the first album you ever bought?
It was Rage Against the Machine, Evil Empire was the first CD I ever bought.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool because about 4 years ago, I got to meet Tom Morello and tell him that. So that was pretty exciting.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, I bet he dug that.
He did. He loved it. I mean, probably hears that all the time, but it meant something to me.
Rick, come on. You're killing me.
No, that wasn't that bad.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us some sexualities or something.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Sexually.
Same question, Dan. What was your first album you ever bought?
God, first album I ever bought would probably be...
With your own money, yes.
Would probably have been like Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet tape.
Bag it.
Yeah, total bust.
Dirty cocksucker.
I had older sisters, man.
Right.
Minus two.
You knew that shit would get the chicks, though. Right?
Brit Straw, same question.
Spice Girls. It was Woo! A cassette tape.
That's okay because they're hot, right? Are they hot? I don't know.
I'm giving her some extra points for Spice Girls.
Okay.
For sure.
Spice up your life.
Can you name all the Spice Girls?
Maybe. I can name. There's Ginger Spice. What is she? Baby Spice.
What was the
Victorian
dirty one?
Victorian Spice.
Sporty.
Extra.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
All right.
Let's
move on.
Spice from Dune, remember?
Stacey Dole.
First
album you ever bought.
Now I'm trying to think about it. My sister just gave me a bunch of albums when I was a kid, so I'm trying to remember the first one that I bought.
Just pick one.
shit. I don't know.
Like you thought, fuck, I have to have that. I will spend my money.
I think it was the soundtrack to a movie called Times Square, and it had just a bunch of like Gary Newman and Cars punk bands on it.
I've never
New
heard
wave.
That, but that was pretty rad.
Yeah, I think that was. I think that's it.
And Hudson, same question.
I think mine was the Bee Gees album for the soundtrack.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
No, I think it was the way I sort of used my back door as sort of a cock garage.
Oh, man.
Sort of like a cell-based docking station. Lucky whoever.
You are the comeback kid.
Yes, exactly. I've come all over my back.
That's the sequel to Brokeback Mountain, the comeback kid.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's go to Jamie again.
What was yours, Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to take the quiz today. And the audience has already heard that. For the record, he was cool in the gang. Okay.
I get the BGs.
Jamie, what type of underwear are you wearing right now? Like boxers, boxer briefs, butt huggers? What do you got?
Some briefs, some Alfani briefs.
Nice.
I believe I got them at the Marshalls, perhaps.
Tiger Stripe?
Oh, yeah, on sale.
They're red today.
Nice.
Monday. Yes. Yes, and the color. Please give me the color as well. Jamie, or Dan, sorry.
What color or panties?
Color, make, and model.
I am wearing plaid panties.
Plaid panties?
Boxers.
Like,
summer.
Okay. Yeah,
plaid boxers. Gotcha.
That is so standard. That's very standard.
Yeah. I was going to go free balling underneath the swim trunks, but didn't want to show the
That was my next question. So
Hudson would have seen a lot of
We'll skip that one since I got the answer.
I appreciate that.
Brit Straw, what kind of underwear do you have?
Some pink little, I don't know, what do you call it? G-string, T-thong. Well,
oh, my goodness.
Stacey?
You just sold more tickets to the Wolf thing. I just want to let you know.
I just want a relationship with no strings attached.
Well, you asked. And he wants to pluck your G-string.
Serious. Stacey Toll, if you don't mind, and I am embarrassed to ask, but it's part of the quiz and it's part of my job.
Yeah, he has to.
Commando.
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone had to do it.
Jeez.
Something off the charts there. Hudson, what are you wearing?
I am wearing sequin boxers.
You got to play heavy because the girls are going to win this fucking quiz.
It's cool. Right. When I do the David Lee Roth kick from the drum riser, little pixie sequins fly out of my cuff, and it looks like I'm kicking ass in Pixieville.
Try it.
All
right. In all of history, Dan, or we, Jamie, you start it.
Oh, no.
Who would you have a fist fight with? It's the Fight Club question.
Oh, Hasselhoff? Why not?
Hasselhoff. That's good answer.
Have we ever had that?
No.
That's fucking. That's very high score.
Hasselhoff.
Slam that burger right into his mouth. Yeah.
Get some points for that. Dan.
Wow. Fist fight with anyone in history?
Yeah. Anyone in history.
You're going to break somebody else's tooth.
Yeah. Someone's going to get fucked up. And it's not a guaranteed win, right? It's just a straight up fist fight.
No, you just got to walk up and punch him in the face.
I would probably do, what's his name? Your body is a wonderland. John Mayer.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, damn, you guys are fucking
Jamie's
good
was better,
this.
But I want to see that more.
Yeah.
Let's go with Britt Straw. Who would you fist fight in all of history?
Kanye West.
Oh,
God.
Winner.
Ooh, very, very good.
Did you see what he did this last weekend?
No, what did he do?
It was like the summer Olympic games. I know it's not like the Olympics, but like the summer games, and he had a microphone technical difficulty, mm-hmm. and he just threw the thing into the crowd and walked off the stage.
Because that's okay.
Yeah, because that's why they're paying you.
He's kind of a baby.
Total baby.
Kind of a big baby.
And then I also saw his latest take on Queen, where he did the...
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
That. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
With no love from technology.
Yeah, he can't sing.
It was
even
rough.
With autotune.
Yeah, it was awful. Stacey Tull, who would you fight?
I have never been in a fist fight, and I'm not about to start.
Faggot.
Riku.
She's so
not cool.
I swear to God.
That's a good one, if you're gay.
Hudson, who would you have a fist fight with?
I would punch Jimmy Connors in the face so many times. Like, I thought he was so cool, and he's a dick. He treated John McEnroe like a dick, and... Fuck his haircut. He looked like Johan from the woods. Guy's a dick. I'd totally deck him.
Nice. Jimmy Connors. We've never had that either.
Yeah. That's too. It's hard to get ones we've never had.
Some original answers today.
Good job, you guys.
Okay. Let's go with... let's start on this side with Hudson. If you could get a free pass with anybody. Well, let's use a celebrity so everybody knows who you talk about. Which celebrity would you pick?
If I had to pass anybody's vehicle,
no, he doesn't understand the question. Yeah. Okay,
I do understand the question, you dingle. Okay. If I could fuck anybody and not get caught, even though my girlfriend
not
is
in trouble.
Sitting in the studio,
she said it was okay.
She did.
Yeah,
that's what a free pass is.
Free pass. Yeah,
free pass in my imaginary fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming up stumped, man. I'm so satisfied right now. I'm like, I'm good.
Normally I would be mad at you, but I like that answer a lot.
Seriously, I'm stumped.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Maybe her.
Damn it, I wish you had time to think on that one.
Stacey Tull.
After his answer, like I've never been in a fight. I don't know. I've never fucked anybody, and I'm not going to start now.
Oh, you never fucked anybody?
That's weak. All right.
That's going to come up in a future question.
All right. Britt Straw?
What's that guy's name from that show with the motorcycles? I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, Sons really of Anarchy?
The main dude.
The main young Brad guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't really watch TV, but...
Me neither, but
he
damn.
Would be the one.
You were specific without giving the name, so that's good. Good. You'll get some points for that.
I want you to bang him, too.
Dan?
For me.
I want to film that.
Man, that's a tough one. I'm going to change it up a little bit. If no one knew about it, I'd party with Ponch and John.
Ponch and John?
Yeah, from Chips.
You'd have a free pass with them?
Like them?
You mean bang them?
In the Chips era?
Yeah.
Oh, can they wear their uniforms, please?
Yeah, they'd probably have to wear
a
uniform.
It was the 70s.
Oh, yeah, so rad.
Oh, little Ponch and John, change it up. I mean,
that'd be rad.
No one's ever going to know except for you and...
I like how...
They would just like spin you on the spit kind of a thing.
Whatever, just partying with Ponch and John and one thing led to another. And
I like how you doubled up on that.
Yeah.
Now, in that situation, who is finger cuffs?
I don't know, but I would definitely be pitching. I'd be that night.
You know. Okay, you're not catching.
I highly disagree.
Pitching out
here. I think Ponch would kind of make you his bitch.
I'm sorry. In my porn, you're the smallest guy. Smallest guy never tops. I'm sorry.
Come on. You never know.
So it just looks weird on porn, so forget it.
Stilts.
Oh, man. And Jamie.
Oh, man.
Free pass.
Maybe like a early childhood memory of like Kelly Kapowski, perhaps?
Fucking nailed it, dude. Oh. Yes.
Who didn't like Kelly Kapowski back in the day?
I don't know who that is.
We don't know either.
Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, I think, is
a generational thing.
Banging.
I was actually into Screech, so I'm like way off the chart with everybody else. I'm sorry.
If your answer was Screech, if we ever quizzed Dogwater on it and it was Screech, I laugh my ass off. So
him
hard.
Today, though, he's creepy and weird. But yeah.
Back in the day,
when I was a kid, I was like, wow, Screech is kind of cute.
I think Screech is in jail.
Yeah, he's supposed to be. He like stabbed some guy or something.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't hear about that.
But it was, he said that like the guy attacked him and there was all these extenuating circumstances.
Eventually,
but the
judge
did not agree. Right? Well, and he did that porn by himself or that porn thing, so.
Yeah.
Which wasn't very good, I'd like to say.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw pieces of it and I was like, this actually sucks. Like, and I really wanted to see it.
It didn't work out for you?
You know, like, yeah. Like that guy in that vampire movie that was the kid and in a vampire movie, and then he ended up doing like gay porn after that. And you always think like, wow, I wish that guy would do gay porn, and then he does, and you're like, wow, that's not what I hoped for.
You know? So it's always better in your mind.
You think it's going to be great, and it's really better as a fantasy.
All right,
you guys get that right? No, never mind.
We've asked everybody that question.
I'm not lost.
Let's start over. Okay, new question.
Yes.
And this one's going kind of deep.
Yes.
Can you please explain the age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity?
The age and the circumstance, I was graduating from Swope Middle School, and my friend Ryan...
Well, you don't have to be specific, but...
Oh, okay.
Your friend Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah.
His address and social is...
I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is. No, my friend Ryan had a basement, and so we got these two girls to go back to his basement. And his parents ignored him, so we had kind of the run of his house, and we had the alcohol. So he drank two beers, and I had sex with a very healthily weighted Mexican female. And when I choated, nothing came out, and I thought I had a broken pipe. It was not very enjoyable.
Wow. That's terrifying.
Heavy.
Damn.
How did
good thing nothing came out, or she would have probably gotten pregnant.
Right. There would have been like 20 of me by healthy, now. Yeah. Right. But Stacey. I would have an immaculate lawn. So
that was awesome, Hudson. Lots of points. Stacey Toll?
First of all, his name was Chip Wood.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so
we
rad.
We usually don't go with names.
That's so rad.
Since it's so funny, we
that's awesome.
Pretty great.
15. I think it was like Hidden Beach or somewhere around there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's my favorite
beach.
Now, every time I go there, I'm going to be, this is worth Stacey's call. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
I usually don't talk about my quiz scores, but I'm on the beach too.
Yeah.
In Tahoe. Because that's where I grew up. But yeah. Brit Straw, same question.
I was pretty young, and it was just on a, lame old bed. I was just like in love with my first love. I was like 14.
Nice.
Oh, so
you know, so cared about. Sweet and this and that.
And then your house or his house or what?
His parents' house.
His parents' bed.
You know, well,
he wasn't a homeowner.
His
parents' house. His bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna give you a couple points for that. Stacey and Dan.
I was a little bit of a late bloomer, so 17, but I was a old for my grade, so sophomore year, and it was on the beach in my mom's and dad's neighborhood back in Laguna. So
Laguna, nice.
Sandy Privates, everything worked out well.
Sandy Cracks.
Sandy Privates, until the dog walkers hit the beach at like 6 in the morning and you're still sleeping there and...
You stayed all night and slept?
Yeah.
Just kind of wrote it out.
Romantic.
Yeah.
We weren't points for that.
And the frostbite didn't take off any toes or anything?
No, I'm a pretty hairy guy.
Oh, even,
even at 17.
Right. I was thinking Tahoe.
Yeah, we're beach bound.
You're very good down there.
All right, Jamie?
Yesterday.
Yeah. No, you know, much like high school kids having parties at their friends' parents' house. Probably 15 years old, and it was not that impressive.
It isn't?
I didn't know what was happening. I was like, what is going on?
That's what that's for.
This feels weird.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all so weird. Yeah.
Feel funny.
My first time with a girl was like that, and it was like, what are you doing?
Jesus. Would you
Mom, get off me.
She was just like, yeah. And then she was like, and then she whispered in my ear, it's okay, I'm on the pill. I'm like, oh, you're a whore.
Oh, yeah. That's a quick judgment to come to.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
She was. Yeah. Okay.
I already was gay, but I was like, you know what? I was right.
You should give it a shot. I like that.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't my idea, but I was all okay. I'm going to give it a shot. Yeah.
Nice. So we covered that.
Yeah, we did.
How about something more tame? Jamie, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh, gosh. You don't want to know this one.
Yeah,
we do.
I mean, I went to like a few small shows in my hometown of Nevada City, Grass Valley. But
what was the big first big show? You
first
went
big
to?
One was 311 with Sugar Ray. Go ahead and judge me now.
I
remember
I
your answers
that.
From Boss's Daughter show. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
That is awesome. Yes.
Now I remember. Dan, same question.
John Cougar Mellencamp. I was 17 years old at the Irvine Bowl.
Much better.
did he?
I think I'd rather see 311.
Did anyone open?
I do not remember. I don't think so.
You were there for Melon.
Yeah, we were there for the Cougar. he wasn't the Cougar anymore because he was now into John Cougar Mellencamp.
He was the Coug.
Yeah,
nice. I like when he was the Coug.
Yeah, he was a lot better.
It was a good phase of
why
Mellencamp.
Didn't we all revolt when he went Mellencamp? Like, what the fuck even is that?
It was revolting. It really was. Like,
didn't
you
stop people from like, buying his records.
How high are you that you go, let's call it Mellencamp? Yeah.
Was there a hyphen? Like John Cougar hyphen Mellencamp?
Meta World.
For a while it was just John Mellencamp, right?
Oh, God. Just
all right, horrible. Too much time on
Little
Mellencamp.
Little Pink House.
Sincerely.
Brit Straw, first concert.
My sister won tickets on the radio to Hillary Duff, and she like so Hillary Duff was my first one. And
faggot
from the
damn
Mickey
it,
Mouse.
She got backstage passes, and so we got to meet her too. And my sister was totally just in tears. And she's a few years younger than me, so at the time she was about 20. You know six. 20. And you know, I was like 10. So yeah.
You were little kids.
Yeah, I like.
Oh, that's awesome. That was hella fun. I bet.
That's so wholesome.
It was cute, but it was funny to see her cry because Hillary Duff was right there.
She's so famous. She's amazing.
It was
awesome.
Go Hillary Duff.
Stacey.
The first concert was Cheap Trick. At Reno Convention Center.
Oh, man.
Now, my parents took me to casino shows all the time. Like, when I was a kid, I saw Liberace
Captain
and Waylon Jennings.
Those are big shows, too.
Oh, you saw Liberace?
What's the
I knew
Rick
that would get you, Rick.
What the fuck? That is so awesome. He used to do, like, the super... never mind. I saw that movie with yeah.
It's like you can see me rolling my eyes in the other room. That's amazing.
Hear it.
I saw Captain Tennille with my mom when I was 13.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah. Muskrat love.
That's
it.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, it
That's
rocked.
That's a good answer.
And I was like, I don't think I know them. Then I got in there and I'm all, I know all these songs.
I have a leg cramp. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Hudson Flanagan, please tell me your first concert.
The first concert was the Thompson Twins with Berlin.
Oh my God.
The Lawler Events Center.
Fuck. Terry Nunn and Berlin played at like Harrah's in Reno, I think, in like 2002, 2003.
They
I
just
remember.
Played at Boomtown like last year.
No way.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And she's still hot, so whatever deal she made.
Yeah.
All right, and is that everybody's concert? Let's get on to the rapid fire.
Rapid fire! Rapid
oh,
fire.
No.
All right, so you got to say this. This is the rapid fire. The faster you say it, the more points you get. I should go more
Nick
rapidly
losing
as
the
a
show
host, right
now.
All right, Elvis or Beatles? Hudson.
Beatles.
Stacey.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Jamie. Elvis.
All right. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Clash.
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
Clash.
All right. Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Dio.
Ozzy.
Oh, yeah. Let me get some more.
Okay. Would you
some of my points?
Slayer.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair? Gay or ginger?
I could always dye my hair. Ginger.
Okay. You'll still be moly, you ass.
Stay with everybody.
Yeah. Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Okay. Thank you.
Definitely gay because gingers don't have souls, right?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Oh, wait, where's Zombo?
Gingers do too have souls.
Thank you.
I go ginger. Try it out for a little bit.
But gingers have no souls.
There it is.
Is that Brit Straw sample?
It can awesome. Be next week.
Oh, cool. We should get another one. Jamie.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Nice and rapid there.
See me after the show. I have some hair dye and a gun.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars, dude.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Wars.
All the way around Wars. All right. Wine or beer?
Beer.
Wine.
Wine.
Beer.
Beer.
Donkey or walrus?
Donkey.
Walrus.
Oh, yeah.
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Just kidding. Walrus.
Save the walruses.
Save walrus. They need help, too.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Cuckoo, ka-choo, walrus.
All right.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised.
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 Sometimes circumcised.
Not.
Oh!
Oh, that turtle. Dude, you're the you
are the perfect man.
Is the deal over?
See him.
Nick, that's extra points. That is not a downgrade.
Yeah. See him for points for Jamie.
See him for Skittles after the show.
Turtleneck.
All right.
Parents are hippies.
God made a better penis than man did, I just want to say.
You can't ask the questions.
Sorry.
You get points taken out for that. All right. Let me see here. Johnny Cash or Merle Haggard?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Cash.
Cash no all way. The way around.
Poor Merle.
Star He's Wars and Johnny Cash, dude. Like a motherfucker.
That's all you need.
All right. Batman or Wolverine?
Wolverine.
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 Old Batman.
Batman.
Ooh. Texas or Portland?
Portland.
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 Never been to Texas.
We know who that was for. Dylan or Marley?
Marley.
Dylan.
Marley.
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 Ah. All right. Let's see. We're getting winding this up. Two more questions. Blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
Brunette.
Blonde.
Blonde.
Both.
That was Ginger. The correct answer.
Whoever will sleep with me.
Blonde on top.
And Jamie, what did you say?
I said a little of both. Is,
nice.
Is there like a dirty blonde? Or
yes, there is. He's in your studio.
Oh! Get out of me.
I will power your mic, baby.
Oh, is that you?
Let's go with the last one. Elvis or Star Trek?
Elvis.
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 Elvis all the way around. Mm. All right, and the big winner is Elvis today. Good job, Elvis. And now to you guys, I'm giving it to Jamie.
He's a motherfucker.
He got the most points.
Tell him what he's won, Nick.
Woo! You get to see Dogwater Dick after the show. And he's going to take you out to dinner and treat you like a lady.
Remember.
That's right. You get dick.
As long as he's a gentleman.
If you close your eyes, it's not gay.
Give him the Skittles.
You get a beer box on your head and you get to watch porn with Dogwater Dick. Gay porn, that's right.
You're only gay if you don't pull out.
Former child star porn.
Super fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's kill that music, Rick. Let's have one more song from the band.
Yeah.
And then let's get the hell out of here.
Let's do it. Big Jim.
Captain.
You want to do...
What were you guys saying that you did that for those... Oh, do fucking like Shot of Man of Reno and...
Or what was the other one you said you did? Walk like an Egyptian?
When you were saying stuff, I was like, fuck, I want to hear all of that.
Our newest one we've been working on is
Johnny Cash.
No. I Want to Dance with Somebody. But we can do whatever. We can do.
I love that, but I heard it at soundcheck. But the audience didn't hear it, so I understand if you want to play it again.
You want to do that? Let's do that one.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fucking rad. It's awesome.
All right, Big Jim.
We're doing Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mix brews with meth or amphetamine.
And get some family that'll keep an eye on you if you're going to do drugs.
Yeah. Don't take baths.
Yeah, ever.
Take showers.
Fucking A. They're going to get ashy. Okay, go.
Golden.
All right. Yep.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase these blues away. I
My senses spinning through the town. Sooner or later, the fever ends and I wind up feeling down. I need a lover to take a chance. A love that's hot enough to last. When the night falls, my lonely heart calls. I wanna dance with somebody.
Her daughter's funeral.
Yeah, she'll be super stoked.
When's your next show again?
August 15th at the Picnic. I don't know if you guys have been there. What's the address over there?
It's like Hill Street or something?
It's on Flint.
On Flint, right? Okay. Kitty corner from the co-op right behind the Reno Fly Shop. And if you haven't been there, it's an awesome spot, great bar, good atmosphere, and then they have the community grill yard outside.
So you can just bring your own meat down there.
Bring the meat, and they have meat that you can buy. They just ask that you don't bring any outside drinks.
Okay, cool. Right.
Yeah, so they have it all there. There's guys there to clean your dishes afterwards. You know, if you need something to marinate meat in or do whatever.
What a cool concept.
Yeah, and it really fits us, too, because it's that old Victorian-style house, and it fits the tunes when we do the Swamp Stomp Boogie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ton of fun.
Fucking rad.
Yeah. Are you guys, did you ever do a Loudest Folk with Spike
or
any of that?
Not yet, but we've been in contact with him, and that's kind of where we want to try and get on with. Chris Fox is in Boss's Daughters on tour with them right now.
Very cool.
Yeah, so.
Very cool. Like the punkers that go folk are killing it around here, and there's some kind of folk revival in this area.
Revolution. And I think the big thing, too, is just playing songs that everybody knows, but playing them a certain way so everyone can get along with it, and
it's accessible. Yeah.
You could take as many punk songs as you want and slow them down, and all of a sudden grandparents and moms and dads are going, this is the best song I've ever heard. And it's just a matter of how you play it, and so we have that fun trying to find the balance and getting the old with the young and everyone in between.
That'd be cool to play some slower fear songs.
We've done Misfits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there's some good times.
Cool. How long is a average show by Strictly Business? Do you do like 2 or 3 hours? Or?
Yeah, we're doing that. Because when I used to play solo, it was asked that I did like 3 to 4 hours because I was, you know, the bar entertainment, mm-hmm. I guess, ski après style. Mm-hmm. So, and I know Jamie comes from short, quick shows, but more bands. Mm-hmm. So right. we've been kind of trying to train and be able to play longer to do those bigger events and mm-hmm. play like Squaw Valley Ski Resort and things like that.
Yeah, well, and in his defense, what he does is much harder than your little guitar action, right?
For sure. I mean, yeah, he's using all four appendages. Sake. He's using all four appendages.
I don't know why you can't do 50 songs in a row, ass.
Just buttering yeah. him up for your date.
Dude. But it's funny, too, because
I will always be on his side.
We don't really have a lot of lyrics, and so but I can do, you know, 80 cover tunes if we needed to with 10 to 12 originals on top. If I was playing solo, I could do it, but we want them to be good and tight, and right. so cut them down and play them like you mean them.
Mm-hmm. You guys play well together. Fucking rad. Really like Thanks. Strictly Business.
Well, when you sleep in the same right. bed on the weekend, I'm just kidding.
Are you guys a couple?
No.
That's Come how you chipped your tooth.
Not yet. He's got a woman, but I haven't, you know.
That's never stopped.
Yeah, you never know. Whatever.
It's convert. It Who? Falls in. It falls in.
Yeah. Come on. They're like, you guys are really tight. I'm like, which one of us? Oh, dirty joke.
I did mean it sexually.
Yeah.
But, puckered starfish.
All right, and Brit Straw, one more time. Where's the Wild Refuge fundraiser at?
We're gonna be located at Jub Jub's, 71 South Wells Avenue, Sunday, August 16th. So come on out.
From 2 to 10.
Bring your checkbook. 100% of the profits go strictly to the animals. And like I said, we're always looking for volunteers. Find us on Facebook. We're uswolfrefuge.org. And I don't bite, and neither do the wolves. So
yeah,
they're very,
will
very
there be
affectionate.
A wolf down there?
Not this year. Hopefully, if this is a good enough turnout, I'll have it at a venue where it'd be more animal friendly.
Right, right,
so
right. With I suppose with bands and stuff. It's
yeah, it's loud and can't, yeah. So, but people are more than welcome to come up and get slobbered on.
And Stacey Knutson, what do you got coming up? What's next on your bill?
Time Machine.
We've already played open in mic the open tonight.
It was really fun open mic.
Yeah,
you did
it was
really
a
well,
great
Britt.
Turnout.
There was tons of people.
I didn't get there on time, but that's okay.
I kind of sucked last Monday, but you know, I couldn't help. I was tired from doing some
you never
podcast
suck.
Or something.
You always swallow, Nick. You never just suck.
Rick, what do you got going on this
weekend? Oh, Nick, sitting to your right on that little table are two CDs uh-huh. that just came out and have just been released.
Shit.
Those are complimentary for you from Eddie Subtitle.
Holy
so the original
shit.
Eddie and the Subtitles music that was released in the early 80s in Los Angeles and sold over 200,000 copies, but only in LA and never really went national. That is the remaster of those two records. And you've heard it before, but not since I've fucking remastered the shit out of it, and it sounds fucking amazing.
Nice. And it's finished.
So check
From
those
the
out.
Tomb is
yes.
finished.
Felix Danger did the artwork. So if you look on Spotify, Amazon, everywhere, it should be available by now. I haven't actually checked because I'm lazy.
Far out. And look, what is that?
Eddie and the Subtitles.
29
yeah.
tracks?
Yeah, it's two whole albums, and they're $1 a track if you buy them on fucking Amazon. But if you buy the whole fucking thing of 29 songs, it's only $9.
That's an amazing value.
And Eddie's also, and they're going to get a band together to start touring to play a few shows to try to like pump this up a little bit and go play a couple shows in LA for
it's
the
happening,
old fans.
Huh?
Yeah, allegedly. But that's the first step was getting the CD made and ready and out there.
Wow.
So check it out on Spotify. Check it out and please buy it if you find it. And then the other one is the Rocking Horse People. Also, this is what Eddie's doing now, and it's with Carter and Michelle from Karma.
Yeah. Yeah, from Karma and
doing the band work, some fucking unbelievable guitar work. We took some of his folk songs and made it into the fucking craziest, most awesome shit that you will believe. And me and Carter and Michelle just got to fucking do whatever the hell we wanted to with his songs. There's a version of Hound Dog on there that will blow your fucking mind. It's unbelievable. And the solos and the fucking.
So when do we get Eddie on the show, man?
Exactly. We got to get the band together so they can actually come in and play. Well, so they've got to do
come
some
in
rehearsals.
And we can, no.
Oh, you want to just get it going?
I want to hear the album.
I want him
show.
To be. I want him to be pumping a show that they're playing though when he comes here. But we'll see. We got to talk to Jamie and get that worked out. I don't know.
Well,
how
I want to hear the record.
Free.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go listen at home, but I want to share it with the audience. You know.
So check that out. And next week, I want to hear what you think about
okay,
it.
Okay, definitely,
so,
most definitely.
So yeah, and everybody out there, Rocking Horse People is the modern stuff, and Eddie and the Subtitles is the old stuff. If you want to check that out, that's from back in the beginning of punk rock. You guys.
Awesome.
Brought very back from the grave.
So very cool stuff. He inspired like Black Flag and Circle Jerks and that.
He
scene
knew all those fucking people as they came through LA. He was one of the guys. So
yeah,
Yeah, very cool.
Like he came out a little before that, right?
Yeah, they were actually, well, they recorded their very first album at midnight as 1980 was becoming a year. So he was like, I wanted to record right at midnight so we would be the first album of the 1980s.
Wow. Yes.
And that's what happened. So. Awesome. That's what you're holding in your hand.
Very cool. Thank you, Rick. And thank you, Eddie.
Fucking A.
Also, get your tickets for the Merman at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. You can pick them up there. $10, $15 at the door. So go get your tickets now for that. It's going to be August 14th, 9 p.m. at Jub Jub's. It's just an evening with the Merman and VJ Pussycat. And what she does is plays videos behind him while they play. And it's fucking great.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's a really good time. Like 3 or 4 hours, they'll just rock your world.
So.
A couple black dudes
together.
In that shit, too. No black dudes in the Merman. I'm sorry to say. It's just two white dudes and a white chick. And it's pretty awesome. And also they're going to be giving us a phoner next week, Rick. So we will.
They're going to give me a boner. What?
We're going to be talking to somebody from the Merman next
no
week.
No shit.
About the show coming up. So fucking looking rad. Forward to that. Reverend Roy Dowd, whatever's going on, I hope you feel better. Or I hope you stub your toe. I'm not sure what's going on. So
no, I'm all about drinking pee.
Oh, if that's what you're doing. God bless you, sir.
It's very sterile.
I know.
Yeah,
You're doing the Lord's work there, saving water in this drought we have.
Amen.
What
you
a gotta,
great
guy.
You got to recycle.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
So it's hard to get the pee in his mouth. So.
I'm going to give it to Strictly Business to play us out, but before we go, I'd just like to say thanks for listening. This is Nick Ramirez, your host, saying good night, ladies, and I love you and all that shit. Take it away, Strictly Business.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
A little better off dead, Jim?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Count it off.
All that's left is an empty bottle and a song. I just a school day late night in my bed. Couldn't seem to shake and you just fucked my head. Yeah, there's so many things in life but that I should've never, never done. Calling you a backer was just one. Was just one. Was just one. Was just one. Well, I sit and I fight, pressing through the night, girl, now wonder when my day gonna come. Sit the damn confused while I should've been cruised. But instead, grab my guitar and I strum. Grab my guitar and I strum. Get up, boy.
Shout out to our sponsor, Speedy Burrito on Wells. They keep us fueled and fat and fired.
God bless them, everyone.
And stinky.
Go see them.
Mm. Thanks, Hudson. Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Britt. Thanks, Strictly Business.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you, Dogwater Dick.
Let me say goodbye again for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Dogwater Dick, for Mofo Jojo, for everybody in the room. Thanks for listening. Good night, ladies.
Thank you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Get your stinking liquor breath out of my face!
Dogwater Studios.
Every time we step out of the house, you get dead drunk!
Yay!